eyes of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mention. The answer is two separate things. The Yudgimu Midas of Rabbi Shmuel, that's Yalkuses. That's Midesh Atir and Rashid Ben. That's not clothing in the Pshutish on Mikro. But the Lamed Veis Midas of Rabbi Yisi Aglili. So that's clothing in how to interpret the Torah in the Pshutish on Mikro. So the Lamed Veis Midas of Rabbi Yisi Aglili, so everybody can apply. Not only Chazal, not only Chachm Kabbalah, but the Yudgimu Midas of Rabbi Shmuel, so only Chazal, Tanoim, Damroim, they could apply the Yudgimu Midas, not we. We couldn't darshin any Yud of the Midrash Atir and Rashid Ben, not even Kalvachemer. So too, Kalvachemer is on Don Me'atzmei. What does it mean on the Don Me'atzmei? In other words, in contrast to Gzeira Shomeh. So every Gzeira Shomeh that is deduced by Chazal, so requires a special Kabbalah and Meshe Sinai. So Kalvachemer does not require a special Kabbalah and Meshe Sinai. These two halachas have to be deduced by Kalvachemer. Gzeira Shomeh requires, but only the Chachomim, the Chazal, could darshan Kalvachemer. And they had a clue how to darshan. It's not based upon logic. But the Lamed Veis Midas, so everybody can darshan. Everybody can darshan. Because these are clothing in the Pshutish Mikro. These are clothing in the Pshutish Mikro. So Mimele, in the Lamed Veis Midas of Rabbi Yisai Aglili, now Xerashobe is not mentioned in Lamed Veis, but Kalvachemer is mentioned. Kalvachemer is mentioned. Now, Kalvachemer is mentioned in the Yudgim, the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel, of Yudgimu Midas Atir and Rashi's Ben, and Kalvachemer is mentioned among the Lamed Veis Midas in the Braise of Rabbi Yisai Aglili. But when Rabbi Shmuel in his Braise says that Kalvachemer is one of the Midas Atir and Rashi's Ben, so what is the Mokeh? That the Kalvachemer is one of the Midas Atir and Rashi's Ben, so that's the Posik, Imovio Yorin Bufonel, Hale Tisog Yashir Esyom. So that's the mokia for the alfusi of Kalachim. So in other words, the Torah here mentions that Kalachim is one of the Midas Atir and Rashid Ben. Because herein, the Torah says that Miriam has to be Tisogia. Why? Because So Tisog Yoshivasyom Mechutz L'machne V'achat Yosef. So it's a Kalvachemer Lishchina. So herein, that's the pshat of the Pasuk. So Kalvachemer Lishchina. That when there was an Izife from the Shechina, so certainly it has to be Tisog Yoshivasyom Mechutz L'machne. So that's the Mokia for the Kalvachemer. Now, this is mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel. In the price of Lamed Veis Midas of Yisai Aglili, Kalvachemer Menai. So first of all, it is Adam Midas. Now, one of the midas is that Nevi'im uksuvim are nidrash b'moshe. Shenema, holei cholcho eitzim nimshech alei melech. Holei cholcho eitzim nimshech alei melech. So it doesn't mean it's not to be taken literally. I mean that the trees of the field, of the forest, had a meaning. It's emotion, and the shvotim. So that's a raya that Nevi'im uksuvim are nidrash b'moshe. So this is a technique, one of the techniques in interpreting the Nevi'im Ksuvim. So Mele, that means that the Kalvachemer that the price of Lamed Veis Midas mentions is also not the Kalvachemer of Yalfuse, but the Kalvachemer as a technique in interpreting the Torah. So what's the Mokeya? That Kalvachemer is one of the techniques in interpreting the Torah. So Hey Bnei Yisrael. So the price of Lamed Veis Midas mentions Now the question is, how is it that Rabbi Shmuel mentions as a mokia for Kalvachemer the posik of Yoyoy Bufanel? And to myself, Rabbi Yisai Aglili mentions as a mokia for Kalvachemer the posik, Hey Bnei Yisrael Yishmuli, Veich Yishmali Fare. The answer is, it's two different Kalvachemers. The price of Rabbi Shmuel discusses the Kalvachemer of Yalfuse, not of logic, because all the Kalvachemers in Gemara are not based upon logic. It's not sound, it wouldn't be sound on based on logic. Now, even this kol chayla. Vayimra b'shem al meishe, v'yoviyo yorik yorak b'foneo al zikolim shivas yomim, tisog yashivas yomim, v'chus l'machne v'achat yoseh. So that is not, from a logical point of view, it's not sound. Because, true, that when yoviyo yorik yorak b'foneo, so al zikolim shivas yomim, but when there is a nizifah from the shechinat, so it doesn't follow according to the rules of logic, but since the Torah mentions that kal v'chomer, so that's in mokeh for the halacha of kal v'chomer that can be applied by the chacham. But it's not a technique in the pshutish of mikro. Masha'in ke, that kal v'chomer that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's a kal v'chomer of logic. That's common sense. So Mimele, this is the reason as to why there is another shite that is chelik andaran. If the kalvachemer had been a kalvachemer of logic, so then no one could be chelik andaran. So if the gabi kalvachemer, which is more than a simple analogy, it's even more. So tell me about Motzino. So we say in ancient Nadin alachas kama v'chamo that an analogy that is not so strong. So we should say in ancient Nadin. But a kalachimer is not a kalachimer of logic, it's Yalfuse. So mainly we have a loch in ancient Nadin because there is a special Zerasakosu. But Gemara Imakes learns it out from a special posik. From a special posik, because the Torah says that achischo basovicho is so is oser and achischo bas imecho is oser. Then the Torah says, achisi basovifu basime. Why does the Torah have to spell out that? El mikam sheneishim nadin. So it's a special zazakosu. So maybe I could say that it only applies to a kalachimer. It doesn't apply to mamati. Mishum less like it's just hilkar dinu sheyofe. Shalom itistoya b'beise ilomis. V'chitayim ekivin dinizires is like it's just say naki shname nidorim nizires v'neime stam nidorim shleishim yeim lesser. The rosh nedakel nitri hegdesh nitri isa. Now, here the Gemara says, "Af nizires, umani dorim of meifan idrebite, ubal meifan idreishte, af nizires, of meifan nizires bite, ubal meifan nizires ishte." Now, so from that Gemara, from this Ekesh, it is mashma that the aloche look into the Rosh. The Rosh says, Teisen Niziras Bamamatzi. Teisen Niziras Bamamatzi. So he says, Mindorim, Teisen Mamatzino Mindorim. Hain Mamatzino loved after you. El Benziras Hainen Nidri in Unefeshatzu. Umishane Dilmog Ziras Akosov. The Davke Gabo Mindorim. The less like it's use. Vim kovas man oser acha yagi azman. Vim pistam oser leilom. Vik pido ateiro shall it is gone albay. Shall it's gone albay. Now, the ra, the taste says, that's the rosh. Teisve says, Loma li akeshe, avu li il gaba bata achel li poich, di nen shimnadi, avu li motzul mi ma gaba bayachol, di ose ba mmatzinu. Bli shayich nam hochet, di taime di meif alede amishu mi lenefesh. So gam bin zira stame yesh in lenefesh. Nidorim vesle kitzuse, uvindorim kinoda stam, leilomu, avu nizires, im eloi di stam nizires, שלישים יין, כל משקלון, דהכינו נפש ומי. בייס, רואים על החבי רימוד הרעני. עומר שמואל, נעדרו של המשנה יז, רואים על החבי רימוד הרעני ממכו, מופרס ממכו, מרוחקן ממכו, שאני איך לוח, שאני תאים לוח, עושה. Now, the question is, is he oser only when he couples the expression shaneich loch shaneteim loch with the expression mudarni mucho or mufrasni mucho merkan mucho or it's separate things. In other words, either one, so he's oser. That's the question. This is what the Gemara is discussing. Omar Shmuel, b'chulo nachiyimah shaneich loch shaneteim loch. The pshat in the Mishneh oser only if he says, "Ho'im al-chavir mudarim choshaneich loch," or "Ho'im al-chavir mudarim choshaniteim loch," then he's oser. Or "Ho'im al-chavir mufrasim choshaneich loch," or "Mirukam choshaneich loch," then he's oser. But if he just says "mudarim cho" by itself, so then he's not oser. V'chulon achigim choshaneich loch shaniteim loch means mudarim cho, mufrasim cho. מחוקנים ממחו הרי זה עושה. שעניתיהם לוח, שעניתיהם לוח, הרי זה עושה. So בישלם in the Mishneh, so only one osar is mentioned. There is no two osars. So we can explain it very easily. הוים אל חבירי מודר ממחו, שעני איך הלוח עושה. הוים אל חבירי מופרס ממחו, שעני איך הלוח עושה. But the price has mentions osar twice. So that means it's separate instances. So the Gemara gives the Torah, it's Horekotoni. Bamed Borim Amurim, Beim Meir Shani Echeloch, Shani Teim Loch. That the Pshat and the Price is also that only one thing is Osa, not two separate things. So when the Price says, when the price says mudar mimcho, mufras mimcho, mukam mucho, hari zoser, so and then the price says shaneich loch, so the pshat is b'medvar amuri. When is mudar mimcho oser? If it was coupled with the expression shaneich loch, v'atanya yivre. So the Gemara could have asked immediately the kasha. Why does it say oser twice? The Gemara asks that then, but right now the Gemara doesn't raise that question. So, but the Gemara asks another kasha. V'atani yivre, another price. Shanei chelach, shaniteim loch osa. Mudarim mcho, mufrasim mcho, mechukanim mcho. Hari lo osa. So in other words, so what is? Why is that price more of a raya against Shmuel's din than the first price? So the Ran, and the Rosh, and Tesis right here, they all say. That the reason is why the Gemara has the kasha v'atanya yifre, because when the Gemara Shmuel could only say that mudarni mimcho by itself is not osa, but Shmuel does not say that shanei chelach by itself is not osa. That everybody is made. The whole discussion here is around the question as to whether mudarni mimcho uncoupled with shanei chelach is osa. So this is what Shmuel says, that mudarim mimcho, uncoupled with shaneich loch is not oser, but shaneich loch, uncoupled with anything else, it's certainly oser. So Mimele, this is what the Gemara is saying. V'atani yivre, bishloim the first braise. So the first braise mentions the expression mudarim mimcho first, and then shaneich loch. So you can explain it that way. Bamedvam amurim. But the second price mentions the expression shaneich loch first, and then the expression of mudarim cho. So you couldn't say b'medvar amurim shaneich loch shaniteim loch oser במה דברים אמורים, כי שום המודן. So then it would imply that Chaneichelov by itself, uncoupled with Mudani, is not Osa. That is certainly Osa, even according to Shmuel. This is what the Ran says. Now let's see the Ran. Or I was it. So Vatani Yivre, Chaneichelov, Chaniteim Loch Osa, Mudani Mucho, Mufras Mucho, Mukan Mucho, Arizu Osa, and here you cannot say, Chaneichelov, Chaniteim Loch Osa, Bamedvor Mamurim Kishoma, Mudani Mucho. Chaneichelov is Osa, even if it's not coupled with Mudani Mucho. We can only say that Mudani Mucho is not Osa, if it's uncoupled with Chaneichelov. But Chaneichelov is certainly Osa, even uncoupled with Mudani Mucho. So the Gemara says, Tone Hoche, Uchvor Oma Mudani. So, even though the Loshen of Chaneichelov is mentioned at the very beginning of the price, of the second price, but it means, Chaneichelov, Chaneichelov, Oseh, Shaniteyach Oseh, Uchvorom Amudarni, Uchvorom Amudarni, so Mimele, so it's only Oseh, because he followed it up, he supplemented the Mudarni by Shaniteyach. But if he didn't follow up the Mudarni by Shaniteyach, he wouldn't be Oseh on the basis of the Mudarni. But Shaneichelov by itself, Einachanami is Osa. But this is what the price is saying. Shaneichelov, Shaniteimloch, is Osa. Why is it Osa? Because he said Shaneichelov. Even though he already said Mudarni, so it's only Osa. Because it is supplemented by Shaneichelov. But if it wasn't, if the Mudarni that he already said hadn't been supplemented by Shaneichelov, then it wouldn't be us. So the second Paisa is telling us the same thing as the first Paisa. And why does the second Paisa have to mention it in a different order? It's the same Aloch. Shaniteimloch, who the Oseh v'chaver muta. So the Gemara now is saying that Einochanan, Mudarni mimcho by itself is Oseh uncoupled, even though it's uncoupled with Shaneichelov. But on the contrary, if it's uncoupled with Shaneichelov, then not only is he Oseh, but even the chaver is Oseh. Mashenke, but here the Mishnah tells us that he is Oseh. The mother is Osea, the Mudea is not Osea. So that is only if the Mudarni Mucho is coupled with the expression Shaneichelov, then only the mother is Osea. But Mudarni Mucho uncoupled with Shaneichelov, then both are Osea, the mother and the Mudea. Time Doma Shaneichelov, Shaniteimloch, who the Osea v'chaver Mutea, Avroma Mudarni Mucho lechude, Shnei Masuri. Now let's see the Ran before we proceed. Bichulon at Sheyemer Shaneichelov. Bichulon Dainu Mudan Mufras Nuchakan the Masnissen at Sheyema Kaleima the Masnissen Chodekoton. Vishaneichel Amudan Mufras Nikoi. The Lavochel in Shami Isaklav. Vafil Yachin Mechiach Lehavi. So far, the Gemara is assuming that according to Shmuel, Mudarni Mucho uncoupled with Shaneichelov is no Yad at all. It's not a question if I'm Mechiches, not Mechiches. It's no Yad at all. Meis, Mudarni Mucho, because then the Maskon of the Gemara is that Shmuel is saying that Mudarni Mucho uncoupled with Shaneichelov is a Yad, but it's a Yad Shein Mechiach. And Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yadayim Shein Mechiches lo yavi Yadayim. So, like Rabbi Yehuda, or even according to Rabbonon, I mean that Yadayim Shein Mechiches lo yavi Yadayim. Mashein kein. If we say Yadayim Shein Mechiches havi Yadayim, then Mudarni Mucho uncoupled with Shaneichelov is Osa. So, Mele, then we can say that the price according to the Mandomar who says Yadayim Shein Mechiches is havi Yadayim. But right now, the Gemara is assuming that the reason is why Shmuel requires that the expression of Madal Mecha should be coupled with Shaneich Loch, because if it's uncoupled with Shaneich Loch, then it's no Yad at all. So maybe we cannot explain the price. That the price holds like one mandoma, and the Mishnah holds like the other mandoma, because it's no Yad at all. All right. Va'afilu yachin mechiyah va. Meiz. Mudah ani mimcha. Bi shleimi. Mas nisen. Lekashi alei dishmoy. Tichiv nilitone bo elachad oser. Ikle meimad yisefe perushe de reish. The Rani is explaining why is the more of a raya from the price than from the Mishnah. So he says a very simple thing. The Mishnah doesn't mention once or twice, and mele, it's quite in consonance with the literal meaning of the Loshin HaMishneh, that it's one thing. Mashenken the price mentions also twice. So it's more mashma that the price discusses two things, not one thing. Alright. Mishnah Masis Likashal Mishmul, the Kindle Litone Bola Had Osa Rikle Meima, the same to Ushin Reish, Avo Price Liktone Osa Osa. Mashma Lid Mila Mila Ketone, the Loi, Loi Lima Osa Ratzei. Why does he have to mention twice? Tare, it's Hochekoma. Bamedvom Amurim, Shmoche Shayich L'misne, Osa Bem Tzadvorov. Who come in Porichim, Kinosa the Sefer Lomali, who we didn't know the Likshale Yochem Yad, El Dadim and Menei Makshale, from Svore the Makshi. Vatani Yifre. Har Breise, Laf Sefer the Breise, the Lil. Dimkin Habul Meimah, Mokotone Sefer. So he says that this is a second, it's another Breise, also. Mudar Nimchoar is Yosef. So in the second Breise, the expression Mudar. So the expression Shanei Chiloch is mentioned first, and then Mudan. Vilekel Neymar, the Seife Perushi de Reishi, Uba Medvor Mamurim Kotone, Dum Yedidoch, the Bishanei Chiloch, like Mandi Poli de Mitzah. You see, this is what bothered the Rab. Why did the Gemara say Vatani Yifre? Why did the Gemara say Vatani Yifre? So just as we say, Ba Medvor Mamurim, in the first price, we can say Bamedu Amur in the second price. The answer is no. We cannot say Bamedu Amur in the second price. Because it goes without saying. This is what Aran says. The Shanei Chaloch by uncoupled with Mudani is awesome. The whole discussion is in connection with Mudani uncoupled with Shanei Chel. But Shanei Chel uncoupled with Mudani is certainly awesome. So maybe we couldn't explain the second price in the sense of Bamedu Amur. He says, "Vilekel meima, the safe perush the reishi ba medvar amurim kotani. Do me the idach. The bishanei chaloch lekeman the poli the mitzah. Everybody agrees that he's awesome. This is the Ranshi, and the Rosh says the same thing, and Tesis here says the same thing. Same thing. But you'll see in Rashi, all right? It's not Rashi, okay? So it's somebody else. So he says from Rashi, it's mashma, not like the Ran, and not like the Rosh, and not like Tesis here." Now let's see the Rashi. All right, let's see the Rashi. Oma Shmuel, Yichulo Michal Hanen Diktonen Masdisn Muder Ani Mucham Ufras Mucho Laavenedeh Avachi Mashanei Yichlo Ochlim Mitzah Beisei Beisin Beisin Edeh. All right. Hoche Kedom Kli Mechatsur Emerz Bamed Vom Amurim Dose Akom Muder Ani Beim Yanam Mishanei Yichlo Och But Muder Ani Ankopul Mishanei Yichlo Och Is Not Dose Vatanye Yifren. So he says, like the Ram. So it appears that Rashi agrees with the Ram, but soon you'll see. Tonor, the Hokaton is an Eichloch. We shall tell you for Oma me call me down in Ho. Osa, Av Oma, Shane Eichloch, Bilvat, or in Mudan in Ho, in the Osa, Alin Cain, Oma Litabai, the Hain in the God. So here he says just the reverse of the Ram. So he says, "Aval Oma, Shani Eichel Ogelvad, Oy Midan Mcho, Eini Oseh Elin Kein Oma Litavaye, De Haine Nedagom, De Haine Nedagom, Nedagom." So Yoche Haine Namen Dere, Haine Namen Dere, Ich Haine Namen Dere, Ich Dikton Midan Mcho Bepreise Kame, Voi Yoche Kedratz Trei Zimne Oseh Loma Lulmisni. So anyway, so it's there seems to be a stire between the first Rashi and the second Rashi. The first Rashi, he says, Mamesh like the Ran. He says, L'mot Zisamre Bamed Mamurim, why not? Because if we are going to understand the second Price in the sense of Bamed Mamurim, then the second Price is saying, in effect, that that Shaleich Loch is only Yosef, but Medvor Amurim, if he coupled it with Mudadanko. And that's not so. So it's like the Ram. Shaleich Loch is also uncoupled with Mudadanko. But then he says, Avaloma Shaleich Loch, Bilvat, Oy Mudadanko, and Yosef Alim Kinomel Tavai. So he's chelik on the Ram. And then we have a lotion in Tesves, the Feyom base. So at the end, I mean, so it's the Feyom base. That's the fourth line. From the end of the column of Tesves, the Feyom base. So he says, Miuri Pirish, Vishan Eichel in Michia Beloimeda. So that lotion Teisves is contrary to the Ranshite and contrary to what Teisves says here on the Dalet of Beis. Because in the Feyom Beis itself, Teisves says another lotion. So the Rashi Shite is like the Ri, the Feyom Beis. But the question is, all right. So in the Ri, there is no difficulty because the Ri is not Caesar himself. But Rashi appears to be Caesar himself. So we must say, even though, I mean, it's a little bit of a deichak, but we must say that according to Rashi, Enoch Name, the Hava, meaning the Makshin assumed, is the Ran holds, that even according to Shmuel, that Mudal Nimcho, uncoupled with Shaleich Loch, is not Osea, but Shaleich Eil, uncoupled with Mudal Nimcho, is Osea. So that's why the Makshin asked, Vatani Yivre, so then the Tarzan says, Tone Hoche Uchvorom Amodam. So if he says Shaneiche, so it's only Osea if it was coupled with Mudani. But Shaneiche, not coupled with Mudani, is not Osea. Oh, so the question is, why does the. So then the Deichak is, so that's no Deichak. All right, the Makshin assumed as the Ran holds, and the Tarzan says, no. And the Tarzan says no, according to Shmuel, that Mudarni by itself is not Osea, so Shaneichel by itself is not Osea either. But the question is, why doesn't the Deicha consist in the Shinu Alosh? Because when the Gemara asks the Kasha from the first price, the Gemara says Horek Donet Bamed Vamamuri. But then when the price asks from the second. When the Gemara asks from the first price, the Gemara's teretz was Horekton Bamed Vamurim. When the Gemara asks from the second price, the Gemara doesn't say Bamed Vamurim, but to Chvorom Amadam. According to Rashi, the Gemara could say Horekoma, Bamed Vamurim. True, the Makshin assumed that you couldn't say Bamed Vamurim, but the Tarzan is Chaylei. So that's the Deichak. But anyway, this is how Rashi explains. And we see that the Ri and the Feyom Beis agrees with that. All right, I just wanted to point it out. All right, now let's see, proceed with the Ran. Now, V'lekele meimah disayfe perushe nereishe u'bamed v'amamurim kotone dum yedidoch dibshaneich loch lekem am dipolik dimitza tone hoche u'chvor oma keleimah v'kom ashmelon di'afel gav di'kvor oma mudan imcho tzorich leimah shaneich loch. So what's the pshat uchvoroma? So what is the price, the second price telling us? That even though he already said Mudarim Cho, so he's not Osea unless he couples it with Shaleich Loch. So the Mudarni needs the coupling of Shaleich Loch, but Shaleich Loch does not need the coupling of Mudarni. Because the Lashon Reisha implies, usually, the Lashon Reisha implies that both are part and parcel of one price. No, it's two separate prices. But Reisha here is used in the sense, the first price, and in contrast to the other price that was cited later. Yochan Reish Lav Reish Mamish Koma. Elokim Vendai Sar Price Kamai Semi Kamei Hach Kor Reish Kolim Arishay. Vorher Perushim. I Amod Bishleim Mudarne Bel Chud Osea Mishim Hoche Shonai Tane Vinokat Mudarne Biseife Keichel Nitele Meimad Chodek Otone ובמדבר קטני, ובדבר המורים קטני, ואף אגב דתן לחוש דיתה באוכה, הייתן לחוש לבוא יויסך, אלו ים לדחוד עם מילסה קטני, אבל הייתן נאמה לביסטה כי דחתני, ותווי שייך לביסטה במדבר המורים, מילי סנה וכבר רבה. ואית עושה עושה הלומה לביסנה, כלימה עושה דסייפה קשלה, אלו הוכה כמה שמה. דיבד הישמו אל גופי מידה, דהנח מסנאיתה מילה מילה קטני, דיבכל חד מיצה, אלו מי קומה דמאס ניסן חודה קטני. די מילה מילה קטני, היא חטני בחד עושה עד אלוי שובת. די מודלני ממחו שני מסורים, ובשני חלוך הוא עושה וחבר מודל. בי שלי ממסנאיתה, מסנאיתה קטני, עושה עושה ומש משאר בכל חד וחד כדי הנה, אלו מס ניסן, היא מילה מילה קטון, נמי קטוני, עושה עושה רב למיסנה. אלו ודאי חודק קטוני, so the mishne tells us one thing, והוא עושה one thing, so in other words, but it's also given with one expression, the answer is, with one expression, so only the mother is עושה, but with both expressions, I mean, with one expression, so both are, but when he says both expressions, only the mother is also. Elo vada chode katoni, viyo osa v'chaveri muta, u'mishim hoche koma d'haydi nilese, elo bein v'ashad name shanei echloch, avu medalim u'chol echud shnei maso, v'yikele meidak, lifum svora de makshi, dimas nisim mila mila katoni, heiche koma shanei echloch osa dimone v'shach. Yidoma behede, kinim shanei echloch, נדא קומו, ולא יד, ומסליסן קוטונו לא יקבי יודס, ואידו לא יום הקיינם, דילו מדאחיל נמאשמה, ולא ימיצה כלל. So how should it be awesome? And here, the Rani is saying, that שנאיך לא רבה יצאו, איזו עושה על כל הדייס, אם מקורי תשמואל, and there couldn't even be, סל כדאי תאו, that מקורי תשמואל, שנאיך לא רבה יצאו, is not awesome. יש למה, לא ילום דלו יום הקיינם. So if לא יום הקיינם, so it shouldn't be, how could it be awesome? V'chiteime, neim dachim nekoma, im kein, mai leishne, deshan eichloch, eichloch avu leimah, why does he say, shan eichloch, with a shin? Elo vadai kim dikoma, shani, hoche koma, ma shani eichl mishaloch, yehei, eize dogo, umai niu, kein. So, and according to the Ran, that even according to Maskona of the Gemara, that Mudan Mucho by itself uncoupled the Shanei Echloch is Mutla because it's Yedayin Shin Mechiches and Shmuel holds Yedayin Shin Mechiches we have Yedayin. So that means, but Shanei Echloch by itself is even Yedayin Mechiches. That's the Ranchi. It's even Yedayin Mechiches. ומה נאי יוקנה? ומשום היי תאים אינם אלי כלק שווי. עמי אמרים דה ויד לנדע, ולאמרים דה ויד לשווי. משום דשעני, משמע שהוא מסקה החיפת, דהיינה מה שייך, שאני יחל, whatever, the sheen is really descriptive of whatever. So if you have to, וחי גם נשאיה בנדע ונשאיה בשביל. ואין תאימה, תאינך למנדיגור איזה מס ניסי שאני בלא יוד, because that took your soul is the mission. One גרסי שאני יחלוך, the other גרסי שאיני יחלוך. תן אך מנגוז מסליסי שאני בלא יוד, אבל מנגוז שאיני ביוד, קש, דילו יזכה כאינם נעמד ידו לשבויה, ולא נדע די לשבויה מסנף שהחפת, ומי שיזכה כאינם, נדע הוא ולא יעד. ויחתון אלי, גם יהודי איזה יש לי מעד אלי לא מי שיזכה כאינם. So then, if יזכה כאינם, so it's in נדע גמור, ואפלוח הקים דיום עלי בלא שישבויה, די נשאיני, דו מייסה נפשי החפצה הבל יד לנטע, ולא הנה גומו, תנאה שום בלו ששבוע, הוכה דינה יוכמי שכוספתי, וכמי שכוספתי למה. So, גימור עשה סופה, אלו משבוע, תאים לא מה שאני איך, לא שאני תאים לא חודי עושה, וחביר עמוד, אבל לא מעמודה, נמחו לחוד, שני ימה סורים, כי עוד אומר רבי סבח חנינה, מודה נמחו, שני ימה סורים, Now, so the Ran has to explain it. Why do we say that we down in Mchol Echudesh Nei Asuri? So the Ran explains as follows. Nira Be'inai, the Hoche Taimi, Mishum Dimashma, the Hava Taimi, the Hoche Taimi, Mishum Dimashma, Mude, because when a person says, Mudar Ni, is muder ani un khosai mimcho u mi khosach. So when he says muder ani mimcho, so that has the connotation. The connotation mudam muder ani un khosai mimcho u mi khosach. Hilkach. So he's saying in effect muder ani un khosai mimcho u mi khosach. So muder ani mimcho means I shouldn't have annoyed. But what does it mean? Muder ani u nechosai mimcho, that the nechosim shouldn't have annoyed. They're not a marrow being. I mean, they couldn't have any applications in Yisroel. So it doesn't even make sense when he says muder ani u nechosai mimcho. What does it mean? My nechosim are muder. That my nechosim shouldn't have annoyed. They are not intelligent beings. So obviously, Hilkach kivin b'chor ani have nechosim. So al kocho chaver enamo osabei. So what does it mean? Muder ani unechosai mimcho. That you should not be allowed to have anoye for my nechosim. Al kocho chaver enamo osabei. Diloi nechosim lav neyesanuim chaver enim. Alright. Now, harei niyolecho cheirem. Hamuder oser, if one says, I should be a cherem unto you. So that means, Reuven says to Shimon, I should be a cherem on you. So that means that the Shimon, the Muder, cannot have anoye from Reuven. Abu Madeloi. So, Monefshech, if when one says, Mudar nimcho, so it means, Muder ani imcho, say imcho, so Harini Olecho Cherem should mean Harini Olecho Val Nechosecho Cherem. Now, Harini Olecho Cherem Hamudor Oser Avamadeloi Vamay Neimed Olecho Namakil Chaveron Chosov V'chim Shechein Avamadel Nitzeya. Because if he says in effect Harini Olecho Unchosecho Cherem, so what does it mean? That you Nechosim, the Shimis Nechosim should not have anoye. Shimis Nechosim are not an intelligent agent, a moral agent, moral being, to have Isoi. But my name is Olechon Amakil Chavirim Chosov, Vechim Shechein Avamadel Litzer, Diloi Nichzi Chavir Lav Bnei Yisanuim, Lav Bnei Yisanuim, Nayin Yudah, not moral beings. Kigin Dipois, Viatolai Loi. Viatolai Loi. So in other words, when he explained it, and he said, that Atolai Cherem Hanoi de Rosa Avu Mudalei. So again, Kigini Poris Vano Alochloi Avu Stome Maish Neimasu Homidicto Neseifari Niolech. But if he's not Mifosh, then Shneimasu him Homidicto Neseifari Niolech Vatolai Shneimasirim. Hadinu d'shnei asirim, so it's mashma only in that case when he spelled it out. Harini olecho v'atolai. But if it, so it's necessary to spell out, to use an extra expression, additional expression. But if he just uses one expression without explaining it, so then so only one is asir. Hostome hu oser. Hadinu d'shnei asirim. Hostome hu oser chaverim mutar. Elohi itma. The Rebbe Yisrael b'chabchanine, Muder ani l'cho, Shneim asom, Muder ani l'cho, Hu oser v'chaverim muter. Now let's see the Rambam. Atolai chir ani d'rosa v'mudah loy, V'may ni midolai kir nama atzim l'chosom, V'lech t'lesa muda, D'iloi nichse d'itil ad ne'asom v'ninu. Elohi itma. Omer Rebbe Yisrael b'chanine, Muder ani l'cho, Shneim asom. So right now the Gemara is distinguishing between loch and dimcho. And according to Ran, the distinction between loch and dimoch, I mean, so between loch and dimoch, the Gemara is distinguishing, remains alib demest maskonetu. We'll see in the Ran. Elohi itma. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Chanin. Mudar l'mecho shneim asur. Diloch mashmaloch. Kelim anurcho say asurim loch. Mudar niloch, so shneim asur. So the mother is also, and the mother is also. כי נכוס היה אסור עם לוח. נכוס היה אסור עם לוח. So the mood that is also. הוא משמע מי שלוח. In other words, because לוח is in Hebrew. I mean, that's Alpi TikTok. Is both a genitive and a dative. So memele, when he says, mudal mi loch, so it has the dative sense. Loch has the dative sense. So memele, because of the dative sense, so the mudal is also, nechosai asurim loch. And loch is also a genitive, a possessive. So memele, the mother is also, ומשלה משלוח משאין כן בימוח ומשמוח. And it appears from the Ram that even according to Maskon of the Gemara, the Gemara is saying that Shmuel is saying he's aloche only because he agrees in the Mandoma that Yidayim Shemechiches is lo yahav yadayim. So, but this distinction between loch and imoch remains. Alright. V'nira bein aydoche perush. Because aydoche doch hashte די שמוי לא חדאי קלאסטיס די חיב דליטנאן אל אחד עושה ודאי חודק קוטון וחיב די חודק קוטון אל כוחוך הימור דרי של אב דאפק. What bad at the run here? Because the Gemara is asking a very strong kashi against this Ikindi. Now, the Gemara is asking, Elohi, Pad Rabbi Zmachani, Muda Rami Moch Shlim Asur, Muda Rami Moch Shlim Asur, Muda Rami Moch Shlim Asur, Muda Rami So Shmuel is saying that b'chulon atchiyim ha-shaneich loch, then only the mother is osa. Otherwise the both will be osa. So that would be all right if the Mishnah used the expression of loch. But the Mishnah does not use the expression loch, mudani loch, but mudani moch. So what kind of itarets is it? That's the Gemara's kash. So this is what the Gemara says. V'masnis niktoni imoch v'ikim nil masnis nishmuel b'chum atchiyim ha-shaniteim lo v'shanei loch who knows of a chaver emuter avul dal m'choshnei ma'asori. So the question is, this is what Bada Lachan di ko'arali my ko'arali. So what the Gemara say? What kind of a teretz? If the Mishneh had used the loshen loch, then the Gemara could say that. But the Gemara uses the loshen imoch, and imoch Shmuel agrees that it's who osea v'chaver emuta uncoupled, and when it's coupled, it's also who osea v'chaver emuta. So why does Shmuel say b'chulat sheim ashanei chelov? This is what the Gemara asks. What the kashi is? So the karle my karle. So the Ran is trying to explain that. V'nir abein aydoche perushim. Because Shmuel ochadai kmasdis. Because the Mishnah doesn't use the term osa twice the way the price does, but once. So memele vada chode kotone. So the Mishnah, it seems, is discussing one case, not two cases. V'chiv de chode kotone al kocho chimor derei shelav davke do adim biloch v'chiv de misayim milsei v'yom ashani eichilo since the Mishnah deals with one case. And what's the case? Where he mentions both expressions. So, and then it goes without saying that when a person couples the expression Mudani with the expression of Shaneichel, that it couldn't be Shnei Masur. So the question arises, so even if you'll say Mudani Loch Shaneichaloch, we still couldn't say the Shneim Asur. So we couldn't say Shneim Asur. Shneim Asur. So even if you'll say Loch, not Imoch, it will be only who osa v'chaver emuta. So Mimele, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention loch, but when the Mishnah mentions mudani imcho, the Mishnah means both. Hoyim el chaver mudani imcho shaneich loch, and the Mishnah also means hoyim el chaver mudani loch shaneich loch. So in effect, the Mishnah is mentioning both. Hoyim el chaver mudani imcho or mudani loch shaneich loch, and each one is coupled with the expression Shanei Eloch. So then, it's who also the Chaver Muter. Mashen Ken, if it's not coupled with Shanei Eloch, then it depends. If he says Mudal Niloch, uncoupled with Shanei Eloch, so then Shnei Masurim. And if he says Mudal Nimoch, uncoupled. Mudani, he moch shaneichloch. The Mishnah is saying two things. Mudani moch shaneichloch and mudani loch shaneichloch. Ben shoma loch, who was a mechaver mutar. Davke kishoma. Shaneichloch, shaneitayim loch. So then in both cases, Abu Yomaroche, Moishome moch loch, the beloch shemasuri. Vomasnisi moch katone, kilimata shasli michle boche, to masnisi moch na, Bavogam de Valle Kushnikoma Shmuel, to Tami masnisi Moishome bin moch loch. Kim the Messiah Boshan Echloch, Mikombo Kim Lahavel Lishmuel is to me Milse, the Mashma Nikoya Lishne, the Tane Tone Behede, the Haile Moch, Vilima the Shlima Sori, Kachni Rabbein. Alright. So, Elo, Mikombo the Shmuel Hoch Hitma. Now, this is the final Mas, who Kim tell the Gemara. Elo, Mikombo the Shmuel Hoch Hitma. Tai, Mediomar Shan Echloch, Vishani Taymoch. Who, then, who was there, Elo Bachile? Ho. Not yet a final kid. Ho, Mudani Mohosa Abubanoi. Yochel Mishmuel Oche, Vimloma Name, El Shaneichlo Shanite Imloma, Shaneichlo Shanite Loch, Osa Bafilbanoi. Elo Hochina. This is the final kid. Time Doma Shaneichlo Shanite Loch, who the Osa Avloma Mudani Mho, Loimashma Doma Rose, my time, Mudani Mho, Mishain Bado. Mashma, mufras nimcho la'avim nocho maso ma'api mashma. Mekam nimcho, mekam mine bidal adam ziloch mashma. This is the final thing to the Gemara. Now there are two pshotim in this Gemara. Most Rishenim and the Ran among them explain that the Gemara means that Shmuel says that only if he couples the expression mudani with the expression shaneichloch. So then he becomes Osir. But if he just says Mudani Mcho, Mudani Mcho, uncoupled with Shaneich Loch, then he's not Osir in anything. He's not Osir in anything. Because of the obvious ambiguity of the expression Mudani Mcho. Because there is an obvious ambiguity. It's capable of two interpretations. One is mudan l'cho, that I shouldn't eat, and the other one is that I shouldn't talk. So mele, it's not considered as an effective yad in regard to either, because of the ambiguity. And then there are some shenim we explain that Shmuel is saying that the Mishnah is telling us that if the expression mudan l'cho is coupled with shaneich loch, then he's also b'achilin. Then he's also b'achile. But if it's uncoupled with shaneich loch, he's also osa, but not b'achile, but another thing. But most Rishonim say no. That on account of that ambiguity, so he's not osa neither. All right. Now let's see that. Elo mikor nishmulochim. Abnam chosar afu banoi, ikhlem yidiyan shirchit aredai, ushimu chosar afu banoi. Horek asim. Yochel imishmu elochim. This is the Ran's pshat in the pshat of Moshe Rishayim. So if he just says Mudan Mchohan Kopu Tishaneich Loch, so he's not Osir at all, neither in Achille nor in Dibo, because of the ambiguity. So it's Yadayim Shin Mechiche, so it's Le'av Yadayim. V'chiv Nidayim Nishmuel. Now, so the question arises, so how is the situation better now? After all, we had the Gemara at the very outset said that Shmuel is saying that Shaneich Loch uncoupled with Shaneich. I'm sorry. That at the very outset that Budam Loch uncoupled with Shaneich Loch is not Osa. But the Gemara had the Kashe from the Braise. So now the Gemara is saying the same thing. So again, we are faced with the Stira from the Braise. The Braise says Osa, Osa. So the answer is no. Before, so the Ran explained as follows. Before the Gemara assumed that Shmuel is saying that Mudam Mechoam coupled with Shaneich Loch is no Yad at all. So Mimele, if it's no Yad at all, so there could be a price that is really condemned. If it's no Yad, it's no Yad. Now the Gemara is saying Mudam Mechoam coupled with Shaneich Loch is Yad. But it's Yad Shem Mechiyach. Yad Shem Mechiyach is always a controversial, involves a controversial question. So there's a Machlekes. So Mimele, Shmuel explains the Mishnah like the Mandoma that Yudayim Shemechiches is having Yudayim. So that's why he says that the Pshat in the Mishnah is only if he coupled the expression with Dani with Shaneich Loch. Otherwise, it's Yudayim Shemechiches lo have Yudayim. Mashenk the price according to the Mandoma Yudayim Shemechiches have Yudayim. So the Mele, each, so Mudani Mechobah itself is also. Bechiv and the time is Shmuel. Mishum so yadayim shvei chiches lam yadayim. Like lemim v'alo me praise. Bechiv and the plutai tanoi yav yadayim loi. Yik lemim atan the praise is filled av yadayim. So, u Shmuel daik mas nisen di loi av yadayim. Di liu ki pachinu me praise haine mishum da habis filo and afu yadayim name leha. Oh, so this is the Ran's pshat. Vike mandoma di mudani mo chafil Shmuel osem. וישתהויה בעדי, ובמפרסני למבד מעשה ומתן בעדי, ובמחלקני למי גם בדלת אמס דלי. והיינה עושה דברייסי, ושמואל האכילה כהן. למה עוד לא מצבא אכילה, עד שיהיה מה שאני אכלוך, שאני אתן לוח. So then there is another pshat, שני. The Ran doesn't agree with, but that's, you should say שני. The other pshat is, that Shmuel is saying, "Ubechulon atchiyim ashaneich loch." But if Mudarim cho is uncoupled with Shaneich Loch, then it's not a tzavachile. But b'dibur is also, let's say, Mudarni. So he's also b'dibur. Mufchasni is also masamatn. Mechukani, he cannot stand in daladames. So memele, there is no kashe. There is no kashe of from the price, because when the price says oser oser. The price doesn't mean osea, bachile, but it means osa bedibu, osa masematin, osa ring, standing in Daladames. Now let's see the Gemara. Lei mikosova Shmuel, now dafeyum it beis, the first line. Lei mikosova Shmuel, yodayim shemichiches lahavi yodayim. Because if Yadayim Shemechiches is having Yadayim, so even though the expression of Mudarim Cho by itself, uncoupled with Shaneich Loch, has an ambiguity and it's capable of another interpretation. So still, it should be considered as Yad. Now the Shita of the Ran is, and that's probably the Shita of most Hashem, even though there is a Shita to the contrary. But the Shita of the Ran is that even according to Mandoma, Yodayin Shin Mechiches, Yodayin Shin Mechiches is having Yodayin, so it's only if the ambiguity is a slight ambiguity, not a real ambiguity. There are two kinds of ambiguities. You know, there are certain words that have two meanings. There are certain words, I mean, here we apply it in respect to your dying, to an incomplete statement. But the same thing is true of a complete statement too. And that sometimes one makes a complete statement, not an incomplete statement, but there is an ambiguity. Why? Because he uses certain words that have two meanings. So there are two kinds of ambiguities. Sometimes there is an ambiguity where each interpretation is equally reasonable. And sometimes that's a real ambiguity. And then there is another kind of an ambiguity. That's a slight ambiguity. In other words, it's capable of another interpretation, but the other interpretation of which it is capable is very unlikely. But it's still capable. So then, in the dictionary you'll find many words, you'll find many different meanings. But sometimes you'll find one meaning that is obsolete. In other words, it's not usual. But it's still capable of that meaning. So the shita of the Rami is, that when do we say, that even the Mandoma who says Yudai Shem Mechiches is Havi Yudai Matzi Abai. Abai holds Yudai Shem Mechiches is Havi Yudai. So it's only when one interpretation is the reasonable interpretation and the other interpretation is an unreasonable, unlikely interpretation, but it's still capable. It's still capable of another interpretation. So since it is one interpretation is more likely than the other, so we say it's Yodayim Shem Mechiches and Av Yodayim Mekom Tavayim. Masha'in can if both, if the ambiguity is so obvious that both interpretations are equally likely, equally reasonable, then it's not even a Yad. Then it's not even a Yad, because what Yad by definition means what? Kirod HaMeich is Dovah. You hold it by the handle. So when you hold something by the handle, you hold the whole keli. It's not that you hold the handle of the keli. Through the handle, you hold the keli. So Yad means you said an incomplete statement, but it's implicit. The whole statement is implicit. Not explicit, but implicit. So when is a chayach to say that Yodayim Shemechiches Av Yodayim if it is implicit? So when is a chayach to say implicit? If one interpretation is more likely than the other, but if both are equally likely, equally reasonable, so then it's not even yet. There is a shita to the contrary, but that's the shita of the Rami most shit. All right, now. Leim because of Ashmuel, Yodayim Shemechiches lo yahavin Yodayim. Because if Shmuel would say that Yodayim Shemechiches is having Yodayim, and here a yad it certainly is. Because in spite of the ambiguity that maybe Mudanim Uchom means Mashteine Badoch, Mashteine Badoch, but this is an unlikely interpretation. The interpretation, the usual meaning of Mudanim Uchom is that I shouldn't eat. Not that I shouldn't talk, but it's capable of another interpretation. But that's less likely. So Mimele, and still Shmuel says, that is not osavachile. So it's a raya that Shmuel holds Yodayim Shemechiches Lav Yodayim. So Gemara says, hey, Shmuel make him a mass listen to Rav Yudai. The Omar Yodayim Shemechiches Lav Yodayim. Ditnam, Gufi shall get. Hariyat Muteres Lachol Odom. Rav Yudai Meir Vidin Dier Lechim Inoye. Seifa Teruchim. Vigere Shivukim. Now, so Rabbi Yehuda is chilek and the Rabbanon on two things, on two points. First of all, according to the Rabbanon, if the text of the get has the expression Hariyat Miteres L'Cholodom, so it's a good get. Good get. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in order to be a valid get, so it must spell out two things. First of all, the doing the Hevel Lechim Minoye, so he has to use the expression Minoye, in other words, that he, the Baal, let's say, the Baal's name is Reuven. The Baal's name is Reuven. And the name of his wife is Rochel. So, in other words, so Rabbi Yehuda says, he must spell out, it must be spelled out in the gate, that the doing the Hevel Lechim Minoye, Sefer Tuchim Gerash Vukim. In other words, I, the Baal, Reuven, is the one who divorces my wife, Rochel. I mean, how else could it be? Well, it couldn't be Al-Bedin, but Negedin. So it could be, I mean, the rabbis who divorce somebody else's wife. So, I mean, and in civil law, so it is the state who divorces the wife from the husband from the wife. It's not the husband who divorces who terminates the marital relationship between husband and wife. So it's the state. So it could be conceived by one's imagination that it's not the Baal who divorces Rochel from the Baal Ruvein, but it's somebody else, another person, a rabbi, a layman, somebody else. Of course, it's nonsense, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be spelled out. It must be spelled out in the get that it is the Baal. It is the Baal who divorces his wife, not some other man who divorces the wife from her husband. So, and even though, but still, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it must be spelled out. It must be spelled out. So it has to say minoy from me. If it doesn't say minoy, how do we know? So the get doesn't say that it's the Baal who divorces. Somebody divorces who? An unknown person? Maybe it's not the Baal. Of course you understand that it's the Baal who divorces. So, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be spelled out. It has to say minoy from me. Who is me? The Baal. Now his name is mentioned in the get. So the minoy means from the Baal. It's the Baal that divorces. That's one thing that Rabbi Yehuda says. And then, but according to Rabbanon, he doesn't have to spell out minoy. Even it's understood that it's the Baal who divorces. Who else can divorce? So, but Rabbi Yehuda says no. It must be spelled out. Minoy. And then it also has to say Vidin Dehevelchim Noye Sefer Teruchim Vigera Shevukin. Because if he doesn't say Vidin Dehevelchim Noye Sefer Teruchim Vigera Shevukin, just Ariat Interes L'Cholodom, so it could have the interpretation, it could have the meaning that he's just saying, even if he says Minoy, I'm divorcing you, but if he doesn't say Sefer Teruchim, so it could have the meaning that the Baal divorces his wife all. And this shtar, so why does he put it in writing? They're just an evidentiary note, like shtarai. Not that he divorces his wife through the shtar, through the get. So according to Rabbanon, even though it's not spelled out that the woman is being divorced through this document, it's also valid because of it. It means that she is divorced through this document, not Baal Peh, and that this document is just given as an evidentiary note. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. It has to be spelled out that Baal is the divorcer, is the Megaresh, and also that she is being divorced not Baal Peh, but with this document, with Ishta. So. Ein Shmuel Michel Mastis in Rabbi Yehuda. Da war ich reich, mich ich es lahm jedai. Dit nan, gufi shal geet, ariat meteres lach lodon. Rabbi Yehuda imeir, vidin di evel chiminoye, seif ateruchim vigyare shevukim. So he applies the Mishnah, al Mishnah midorim. According to Rabbi Yehuda. So memele, and Rabbi Yehuda shite is, that yudayim shein vichiches, ilo yav yudayim. As long as it's capable of another interpretation, even though the other interpretation is very unreasonable. Now here, of course, it's very unreasonable to say that if he writes in the get, if the Baal writes in the get, Hariat Interes L'Cholodom, but he doesn't write V'din Devil Chemdoyes V'teruchem V'gera Shvukin, that he means she should be divorced orally. And he's just affirming the fact that she was divorced orally. I mean, the plain meaning of Hariat Interes L'Cholodom is that through this shtar Yom Interes L'Cholodom, not that Yahweh Teres L'Cholodom to an all declaration, and this is the evidence of that all declaration. So this, but it's still capable of that interpretation, even though it's very unreasonable, this interpretation. So it's called Yudayim Shein. It's called Yudayim Shein Mechichas. So it's called Yudayim Shein as long as it's capable of another interpretation. Oh, so the Gemara says, "Likashe Amay Dochik Shmuel Leikel Masnis in Rabbi Yehuda Leik Meker Rabbanon." Aval gab de yedayim mechiches. Omar Rove maslisik sheis. He had a raya from the Mishneh, that the Mishneh called Shmuel, that he was medayik from the Mishneh, that the Tanah of the Mishneh agreed with Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Amay to nishane ichel och shaniteim loch, leis nishane ichel shaniteim. Why loch? Shmamino, bin yedai mechichis. So if he doesn't say loch, it's yedai mechichis. All right, now let's see. Lei mikosava Shmuel. Ein Shmuel meikum masnisin krabiude. Klimari, vada yoches vili Shmuel, dimeike, limasnisin krabiude. Kupi shall get, ari at miteres lochodom, vlitzolch limichta vidin, dimeloi vidin, mashmat bahay, gitem migaresh. So that's why without Sefer Teruchim, without vidin, Sefer Teruchim migaresh mukim. So it's implicit. It's implicit that he's migaresh not orally, but with this get. And also without minoye, it's implicit that the Baal is migaresh. The yodayim shem mechiches have yodai. Reb Yudei vidin. Deal because of the din, have your daim shem mechiches. The deal will be the poor mikarish lo. Because then, if it's not spelled out, the din they have no yisayin at the whole garish mukim. So where does the shtar say that he divorces her with this document? He divorces her by all fire, by making all declaration. And why does he mention it? Just that she should have a right. I mean, it's capable of that interpretation. So, deal with cause of a deen, have you dying shimichikas, it will be the Bura Migash, look at the Kamu. Umitagam Rinon, lay me cause of a Shmuel, Mashma Bade the Sphere of the Shmuel, Gufe Hoch, the love of Kushushi must this will Hudos, Vichitame in Cain, Heche Makshinon, Vamai Dochik Shmuel, or make a must this in Rabbi Yude. So, what kind of a Kashi is? Because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yude, that's why he applies the Mishnah like Rabbi Yude. Name him Shmuel Hasvirale, love Kushi. It's not that Shmuel is machria like Rabbi Yude on the basis of Svore. From the point of view of Svore, so the Rabbonon's din is as reasonable as Rabbi Yude's din. But why does Shmuel machria like Rabbi Yude? Because he has a raya that stomach the Mishnah, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yude. So if the stomach the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yude, so he passes like Rabbi Yude. Lav kushi, he didn't love the diet, Shmuel must not have you, show me Kabona Vikabude, but can I move up before coming to Dushi, the Shmuel Kufa Hochas Valley, the Amrin Hosso Maima Lisha and Kadeshis, Hariat and Kresses, Harizim Kadeshis, Behem Gerish, Hariat and Kresses, Hariat and Teres of Holodom, Harizim Kresses, Umakshin Hosso, the main Redis of Ashmuel, your diet, Shim Hikas Ami Zahim, Kalima Medicoma, Harizim Kadeshis, Avogab Lomalin, Vatnan, Hoimer, hey, Ariz Nozir, Vavinumbo, Vidima Ibitanis Koma, Vomashmuel Kishoy Razor Lufonov, the Mashma Hola for Havli and Shimichelavidai. So it's Mashma from that Gimori intuition that Shmuel holds only Nozareb Lufonov. So then it's Ibai Mechiches. But if he knows a regular Lufonov and he says a hey, even though he himself explains it and he says he meant hey Nozir, but still he's not a Nozir because it's Shimichelavidai. Umshane. So only in Yisrael Ariyat Mekodesh is Li, otherwise not. Alma Shmuel Kufes Filei, the Yidayin Shem Mechiches Le'am Yidayin, V'ikil HaKshui, V'idam Rinom Ferikol HaGet, Gam Masnis Nakiz. So we see, from our Gemara, and from the Gemara in Dushin, that Shmuel holds like that Yidayin Shem Mechiches is Le'am Yidayin. So then, there is a Kashi. Because that has to be written lishmo. Whatever has to be spelled out has to be written lishmo. So Shmuel doesn't say that he should. The Mishneh deals with the Sefer who prepares forms for a get. So when you prepare a form for a get, there are certain things that you cannot prepare in advance because it's shalim shmo. So in other words, he cannot prepare in advance, think of a name, Rochel, a name Ruben Ben-Yesim, and then if such a get will be nizdamin, such a couple where the husband's name is Ruben Ben-Yesim and the wife's name is Rochel, so he'll use it because then it will be shalim shmo. So he can prepare certain forms, certain expressions, but the major things, that which is required in the get, cannot be prepared. Because that has to be written lishmo for the purpose of this husband, this wife, and the gerush, and so on. So Shmuel says he has to leave out hariyat miteres l'cholodom, because that is the essential thing in the get. So why doesn't he say he also has to leave out wie dient der herrliche neue Sefer Teruchi in der Gershom Kin, it's mashma from Shmuel, that he can, before the husband tells him, a certain husband tells him to write a get for a certain wife, so he can already put into the document the expression, wie dient der herrliche neue, even though it's a little shmo, so it's my why, because it's not me'aki, but that's like the Rabbono, not like Rabbi Yehudi. Wie klagt Schuhe? Mit einem Rief von Agenten, was ist da Kiste, die sie gibt, und so schön, ich nicht mehr ich, und kein Ische, was man, und was Schmuel, so schön, ich nicht mehr ich, und 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 ich nicht mehr ich, wie ich lehme, die Dillme Schmuel ist viel, da viel man doch mal jedein, ich mich ich es lehme jedein, gab ich gitten, und ich zorg mit ihm, die Bela mit ihm, habe mich ich, mich schon dein, und mich gar nicht, ich es habe ich, gedam, und ich kann mich schmeiten, die Loch, die Hose, und mich duschen, אלו דאך ביקום השמואל הוא אומר ישר את מקדשס וכן מכיר ישנת מקרשס שונו יוח מסכים דומה ללי קלימה דומה להרי את מקדשס לי ואילו גם בגירש נשונו לי מידי ואלו מימה בגירש נעמה דומה לי ממני הרי את מטרס וכל אודום and even though he doesn't say ממני אלו שמע ממו די בגירש משום דין עוד מגרש יש את חברי כל יום הממני נעמה הבי ידיים מכיחס וכי אמרים הוסו וכן בגרש לב לי אין לי וממני קומה אלו למה ידעו מה הוסו בסי מילצה דהיין אין אישך אשמין because certain expressions are proper לשיינס of דושן and certain expressions are not proper expressions so when he says אין אישך that's not a proper expression וכדי יש הוסו אין אמי יש להם so the first לושן in the run is the first לושן in the run is that Shmuel holds Yidayin Shemichiches is Loyam Yidai. Still, Shmuel says, Vitzor Shiyaniach, Gimarat Teres Lecholodom, but he doesn't say that he must leave out blank, the Moke, or Vitein Der Lechem Noi. Why? Because even if he doesn't leave it blank, so it's written, Shalom Nishmo, even though the Vitein Der Lechem Noi is written before the husband told him to write the get, so it's still good. Why? Because without that, it's a good get. Even though the answer is, Shmuel himself holds that on account of the fact of Eino Megarish, so even without Minoye, it's Yad Mechiyach. But where it's not Mechiyach, then in Echaname, it's Loyami Yadai. That's one motion. Iname Yishlema, Shmuel afilu begeirash name svirli boye doma mimeni וחימשנוס עומדו מלולי הועדי מגירש דומה ממני אלי נוקעת חודד עין הרי שבאתי לסייף ואי ולא אמר עושה מגידים ביצור שאני יחמוק עם מדין משום לא יבוא אליו ענף שעושה מפלוק לרב יודם רבונון ונוקעת עלי מדי כל העולה תצורך שיניח מכים הרי נטרס לכל אודום ועדי לרב יודה לשמול כובדיסו וקו עושה צור שניח אף מכים מדין so the two machines in the run according to the first motion in the run Shmuel holds that Yidayin Shemechiches Loyam Yidayin, but still he gets, without with the din the Hebelechim Minoye, will be kosher I get. Why? Because it's Mechiyach, because he knows Mikarash is Chavere. Keres Chavere. And Rabbi Yude goes so far and he says that in spite of the Yichoche, of Eino Do Mikarash is Chavere, since it's not explicitly spelled out in the star, so it's considered Yachin Mechiach. So on that point, Shmuel doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But he passed. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying two things. First of all, that Yadayin Shem Mechiach is in Loyam Yadayin. And then Rabbi Yehuda says something else, that the Yechoche must be explicit, but the Yechoche cannot be deduced because of certain facts. The Yechoche must be explicitly spelled out. If it is implicit, the Yechoche, it's not good. So that's another point by Rabbi Yehuda. But Shmuel doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda on that point. He only passes like Rabbi Yehuda on the question that Yudayin Shin Mechiches Le'am Yudayin. This is the first Lashon Ran. The second Lashon Ran is no. Because the Shmuel in Echaname passes like Rabbi Yehuda in everything. And when Shmuel says, "V'tzor shi'emiyach mikivaret miteret l'chlodom," so he mentioned just "arem l'chlodom" because that doesn't involve any controversial point. Mashenke mokein v'din devil chemnoye is a controversial, involves a controversial question. So he doesn't want to discuss it. He only wants to discuss what, according to everybody, must be left blank. But Einoch Haname, according to himself, So the sefer, when it prepares certain forms, it defes of a get. So shalom lishmo. So he must leave even the words of v'doin dem lachim noyes if the only gashukiri v'pituvin also in blank. Aye. Oh, my God, I must listen, Chase. Listen, Shanechel Shemte. Pirish, we have a tonner, Hochem Luloch, I'm a Shamina, the time Shemich Gazari Dai. The Avo got the Quorum on the Town Hall, the Sphere of Shmuel must listen, Hobbiton. After Loch, Shalechel, Shalech, Biloch, you die in Shemich Gazin. The Kilmima Hochkoma, Mutan Hod Bashkin Badoch, Yahil Naye, or Yatin Plaini. So, in other words, even if he says Mutan Mimho Shalech, but he doesn't say Loch. So then, it's still Yudayim Shem Mechichas, even though he uses both expressions. He couples the expression of Medanim Cho with Shalechel, but he didn't say Loch. Why? Because it's capable of another interpretation. Horkoma, Medanim Cho do Imashdini Bedoch. So why does he say Shalechel? That's it now. Yachil Na'ayim, we had your plane. ומשמוח את המסליס לוח, להשמין לו לטעמי דומה לוח, המדען מחו שעלי חיל, לא יחייל לי לכלל, דלדיים שמחיך את המדען, יקיים לו כשמוח, ומדען מחו לחודה, לא ימיצה. היו כך, הוד הום הרבי יסבר וחנין, מדען מחו שני מסעונים, מדען ממחו, הוא עושה. וחבי למותר, so is, so this is, remains even a conic mask on the Gemara. Because a madan lo chom achile, hostome lo imash mados, diomar osa. Ta vidayim shim mechiches, le am vidayim dikayim lo kirobe, diomar och misomuch, vechein da asa ramban zal belchiz. Alright, now. Idma, yudayim shim mechiches, abai yomar, abai yomar, havi yudayim. Virobe, omar lo yavi yudayim. Omar obe, rabi de azberli, omar ko, Nozir hazir adishem, makish yodis nizires linzires, ma nizires baafloye, af yodis nizires baafloye. Now let's see the rap. Eat ma yodayim shimichiches, makish yodis nizires linzires, di yodis mil hazir maafkeluulil, ma nizires baafloye. Pirish damrinu misakas nozir, doma reptalfen, di misha roh haveri, vo amareini nozir. אם זה נוזיר, ולא ייקר בו בי סישו, בי בי סישו, שהוא יהיה נוזיר, אבל בשני דלחם כאן, שהוא נוזיר, אין איזה רסחול או לא. משום דבין כנוזה, בין אף לא ירק. Now there it's not the question of Yodes. There we have it, Dibu Gomor. He said in so many words, Areini Nozir. But he said, Areini Nozir, Imze Nozir. But at that moment, he wasn't sure whether the other fellow was a Nozir or not. Then it turned out that the other fellow was a Nozir. So Reb Yude, So Reb Taufen says the din is much as the time when he uttered the Nizires, the letter of Nizires. He wasn't sure, he wasn't certain. So mele the letter is not chal. Because it has to be be'afloi kishi ish kiyafli. So it has to be certain at the time he takes the letter. So that din of afloye is mentioned in connection with the letter gomor of Nizires, not a yad of Nizires. So Mishum Didin Kenoza bin Afloi Reke. So Rabbi says that there is a hekesh of Yodis Nizires Le Nizires. Ma Nizires Behafloye Af Yodis Nizires Behafloye. Mishoach Amrinom Ma Nizires Behafloye Da'ayin Lehach Afloye. Dika Amre, not that he has to be certain that he is an Eder Af Yodis Nizires Behafloye V'lav Mehach Afloye Gufe Kamre. Dioche, kolomoli. In other words, Chitezik Adaitin Da'adiv Yodis Nizires Mizires Gufei. So when he says Yodis Nizires Bafloye, he doesn't mean the same kind of Bafloye as the Loshin Neda Gomor of Nizires. Then we don't need a posik for it, because if in the case where he has a Dibu Gomor, he makes a Neda Gomor of Nizires. Hareini Nozir, that's a Neda Gomor. So still, if he's not certain that he was in Nozir. So it's not how al haskama v'chamo where he said hey, and he's not certain that he is a nozia, that is not how. So as far as the din of afloy is concerned, so we don't need a posik. But here we need a posik that where there is a slight ambiguity in the yad, that it's not how. Even though he is certain at that time, so it's another din of afloy. ולאו מהך אפלו יגופי כאמרי, דיוכי כל אומרים, חידיזר דהי תעדיף יודס נזירת נזירת גופי, אלא אפלו יחיד כאמרי, דשייך ביודס, והיינה שיהיה יודס מפלויים ומפורושים. In other words, it has to be spelled out. And even though the other din of Afloya is no shaykhas here, the other din of Afloya that applies even to a neder gomor applies to a case where the person who makes the neder is not certain. But here he is certain. But the expression, the yad, the expression of the yad on its face has a slight ambiguity. So that he learns out from the Hekish. Weinisch ja jodis mu floim frosch und mir und rabon und blig aus am leider tafen wir haben gerade den sires le baia floje baia floje in other words that even though the nozir at the time he took the letter of the sires wasn't sure whether he becomes a nozir or not and it becomes verified later on so it's still a valid nozires so leke keishe el afloje gufe dichsiv nozires le jodis mu chuta asye de boia afloje. So now it's according to Rabbanu from Tarfon. So we learn how that Yudayin Shin Nechichas will have Yudayin from the term Kiyafli, because we don't learn out from Kiyafli this thing that the Nozir at the time when he takes the letter of Nizires must be certain. Because even though he's not certain, so the Rabbanu from Tarfon say that it's Chal. So what do we learn out from Kiyafli? That the Yad should not involve any ambiguity whatsoever. But chimakish mishim kaptav no katlo dav kav yodei aflo yibiyodis lo iksive asim akish. Oh. Now, leime bitluk ter rabbi yudev rabbonon kame yiflige ditnan gufi shal get ariat nteres lo cholo odom rabbi yudev ima viten devil chino yesi ter ruch vigar get pitur vigar shvuki abba yodom aki rabbono vidat yidan shimichich es sam yidai vichov odom aki rabbi yudev oma lach abai ano de amra afil rabbi yudev. Even Rabbi Yudah can agree that Yadayin Shemechicha is Ava Yadayin. So even though the Yad has an ambiguity, so it's still a valid Yad. Ad kan mekoma Rabbi Yudah bino Yadayin Mechiches. El gabi get, di bino in krisis vileke. What kind of krisis does it mean? Now, does anyone have here Rambam Mechaz Gerashi? No, no one? No, it has it. It does not have Gershon. Now the Rambam, Pirkalev Bechaz Gershon, Aloche Alev, mentions 10 prerequisites for get. Midrash. There are 10 requirements for a get. Midrash. If any of these 10 requirements is not fulfilled, is not complied with, then the get is, the gerishin is bottle midrais. There are other rabbonos, but there are 10 prerequisites midrais. Eino isho misgaresh eselo b'chsav, sheyagia lo, uchsav zehu anikro get, ve'asoro dvorim heim ikar hagerishin minateiro, ve'eloheim, aleph, shelo yigaresh o yish elo b'yotzeim. Then two bays, vishigarish bichsav veloi bidovarach. You see, because the other kinyon is kishtar kinyon also. Let's say matone, mekarke, mechiras karke, matone skarke. So it's nikne bishtar, but it can be nikne through other means too, through chazoke, through kesev. Mashein kin gereshin, a woman can only be divorced through shtar. There is no other way of a woman being divorced. Only through shtar. Vishigarish bichsav ledavarach. Then gimu, vishiye inyen aksav, shegirsho veisiro mikinyone. Then dalet, vishiye inyone dover akiris benulino. Then vo hey, vishiye michtav mishmo, vof shoye mechusamaise, zayen shinitnenolo, ches shinitnenolo pneidim, tes shinitnenolo bitiras gereshin, yud shiyabalu ishluchi yushinaisimo. Alright, so every point represents an independent requirement. But there are two points that appear to be similar to each other. In other words, Gimel and Dalet. Gimel is the Sheyiye Yiyen Aksav, Shegir Shov Yisiro Mikiyonei, and Dalet the Sheyiye Yiyonei Dover Akiris Ben Elbino. Both are expressive of Krisis. Why does the Rambam mention two separate points, Gimel and Dalet? The answer is there are two kinds of Krisis in Get. One crisis is like Hari Amgarish Siste, Almenas Shalitel Khili Bis להריעת מטרס לכל אדום על מנה של לתליך לביס אוביך לאילום so he didn't crash it because it's not crisis now the crisis means that he removes his authority his jurisdiction completely he severs the relationship between her and him completely but if he says hariat mitaras lechol adam al menas shelitel chile beisavich leilom he imposes a restriction upon her that never in her life should she be able to visit her father's home So that means that the marital relationship is not completely, the marital relationship, the tie between him and her is not completely dissolved. There are certain ties remaining. So that's one type of crisis where the relationship is not severed completely, where certain restrictions, certain ties remain. But then there is another din of krisis that Gemara in Gittin Daf Chof says Sefer krisus lisviras dvorim udos. Gemara Daf Chof. On the base. Hashte dichsif sefer lisviras dvorim. Lisviras dvorim. Sefer krisis. So sviras dvorim. So Rashi says, sviras divrei krisus. Sviras divrei krisus. In other words, every shtar must mention the kinyan. I mean, suppose someone will convey a piece of land, the field, the sode, to another. And will give him a shtar, and the shtar will be blank, it will not be mentioned. Ruvain will give a shtar to Shimon, and nothing will be mentioned, be blank. So, doesn't mean anything, so it's not a shtar. I mean, a shtar, I mean, in order to be a shtar kinyan, it has to be expressive of the kinyan. But there is no aloche that it must be spelled out in detail. There is no aloche. Of course, if Ruvain transfers a sode to Shimon, and he gives him a shtar. A blank of paper, a piece of paper that is blank. So it's not a shtar. But if he gives a shtar, if the kinyan is mentioned, but it's not clear what it is referred, what sode it is referring to. Let's say, suppose he'll say Ruvain will give a shtar to Shimon. Hare ani makdel sode mechuloch, sode nusunaloch. Which sode? He has 1,000 sodes. In every country, he has so many sodes. And he doesn't say, which sode. It's still a good shtar. Even though it's not spelled out in detail, which sode. So, but by get there is aloches sefer krisus li sviras dvorim. Sviras divrei krisus. So, in other words, it has to be spelled out. Because of that, the Arishenim say, the chemes, shmei sabal, v'yoisho, is miyakev and he get midraisi. Let's say, suppose he'll write again. He'll write again. Harei ami habal. Yesef ben Shimon. Migarish esishni. But the name of his wife is not mentioned. It's not mentioned. Her name is Rochel Bas Ruvein. It's not mentioned. So the Arishenim who say that midraisi the get is null and void. Even though, I mean, we know who his wife is. We know who his wife is. Still, it's not valid. Why? Because of the halacha of Sefer Krisus, Sfiras Dvorim. So, everything, the Divrei Krisus, have to be spelled out in detail. In detail. So, when the Rambam says, Gimel, Sheigarish Birsanot, I mean, Gimel, Sheyeh Inyan Aksav Shegirsho Veisiro Mikiyonei. And Dalet, Vishayyeh Yoni Dover Akiris Ben Elimino. So yes, the same thing. There are two types of crisis. Point Dalet, Yoni Dover Akiris Ben Elimino means that there shouldn't remain any ties between them. Any ties between them. That there should be a complete severance of the relationship between the husband and the wife. But if he says, Hariyat Miteres L'Cholodom Amenashom Itayil Chilebi Sovich Leilom, he still leaves certain restrictions upon her, then it's not valid. So it's not in Yoni Dovrak Keiris Bnei Levino. Because the in essence, the divorce must constitute a complete settlement.